come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also in part by AWM Construction. If you're looking to get a new roof or gutters on your house, awmroofing.com. That's the place to go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you go to Twitter right now, Robbie, you'll see someone posted something for you there. And let me see if I can get to it here real quick.
I'm just going to say yikes, just thinking just with the last two topics, what it could be.
I know. So on it says, at Mighty House, I have a controversial question for Robbie during this poop session.
Ooh.
Why is it women's bathrooms are a lot dirtier than men's?
I think they're dirtier, but yours smell worse. Can we just say that that's...
okay, sure.
Women are pigs.
They are. True story.
No.
No, I'm with you 100%. I do maintenance for the place here on the island, and The women's bathrooms after on a Sunday are always 10 times worse than the men's. And the women are the first ones to complain about the bathroom. It's like, you're pigs.
I think we're tired of picking up after everybody and we just leave bathrooms, but that doesn't even make any sense. I don't know why. It's just...
Bleh. It just is what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can post things up on the Twitter there, and we'll read those also. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. And with
all
that...
Right. Before you go over here to SBAC, to Elliot...
Uh-huh.
Because you just did the A-line cabinet thing, you posted something on the Facebook page with the 6 tips for setting cabinets.
Correct.
So it was kind of interesting because this guy, Jim's Tips, those are exactly how I was taught to set cabinets.
Yes, I know.
Always find your high spot, you know, going around, blah, blah, blah. So people, if you're looking to do a bathroom or a kitchen and you want to understand the best way to set your cabinets, go to the Mighty House Facebook page and look for those cabinet setting tips. It's really good.
Yeah. No, I saw that and I thought, hey, that's exactly how I do it. So let's go ahead and post that. So we put it up there. So that's pretty cool.
No, it's exactly how I was taught to do it. It's amazing.
Yes, I know.
Old school.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Elliot, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good, good. Elliot is from the SBAC, the SBACIL.org for more information. And what is the SBAC?
Small Business Advocacy Council, Ron, and thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, we were formed. It's been about 7-8 years now.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I remember when I used to come on here, and we were just getting started. Formed to give the small business community a voice, you know, empower small businesses, empower entrepreneurs, but just as importantly, give them a seat at the table when it comes to policy and politics. And, you know, we are a true nonpartisan organization.
Truly is.
It truly is. And
you can go to a policy meeting and you'll hear every different opinion. But the cool thing is everybody works together to come up with a solution and focus the SBAC on a particular task, whatever you're working on.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I've been talking a little bit about our advocacy efforts and how we advocate and how we've had success to some different groups. I have these points that I read down, but one of them is nonpartisanship. And you know, what it is, not only does it keep everybody together moving the boat in the right direction, it makes us very unpredictable. you know, and that's a huge issue. You know, Republicans in the state of Illinois, locally, we're not going to just support them, and we're not going to just support Democrats in the state of Illinois or locally. We support the people that support our issues. And actually, that gives us credibility and makes us unpredictable, because if there's a group and politicians from one side know that group's just going to support them no matter what they say, no matter what they do, then what's the point of listening? And what's the point of changing your behavior? Nonpartisanship, I'm telling you, it's really the way to move the needle when you're an advocacy group fighting for important change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you guys have a couple of successes that you guys have had in the past year. Go ahead and run those down for us real quick.
Well, you know, we lowered LLC fees. So.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you, sir. And the first time I wrote that check, I went, damn, all right, Elliot did it.
That was a big deal. It really was. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, I didn't do it.
Oh, sure. It was all you, brother.
No, yeah. We all did it. Being on the show talking about it did it. Our members did it. We have the most engaged membership that I've seen in any organization. People who go out, talk to their legislators, come together. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the highest LLC fees in the nation. $500 to form an LLC is what the cost was. $250 every time you filed every year. There were people with three or four LLCs. They were forming them in other states.
Yep.
It perpetuated this perception that Illinois was a terrible place to do business. We lowered them. It took a long time. It took way too long, but we were persistent. And, you know, we were at that press conference with Democrats and Republicans. And when the governor signed that bill, the moment the governor signed that bill, if you filed for an LLC, instead of $500, it was $150.
Yep.
Annual renewal, $250 to $75. It was
huge.
A nice win. It was
huge.
A really good win.
Huge. Unbelievable. So,
you know, we've done a lot with the city of Chicago in terms of making it easier to hang a sign.
Come on. I want to hang out my shingle and let everybody know where I'm at. You can't do that in Chicago, or at least you couldn't.
Well, you still have to have city council approve, which is, you know, which is just insane to think about. But what we did do is we shaved the time in half. And sometimes from like 90 days to 15 days to get a public way use permit. And we've got a whole slew of issues that we're working on. We were able to move interstate equity crowdfunding legislation forward. We'd like to think that we had an impact on the budget impasse.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we did. We absolutely did. Our members were canvassing. You were canvassing with
us
to end that budget impasse, that ridiculous stalemate that cost Illinois
Billions.
So much money, so
Billions.
Much money, drove people out of the state.
Yep.
So, you know, we've had a track record of using our unpredictability, our credibility that all stems from our nonpartisanness, our critical mass, where we get other organizations to support our efforts and sign them on to move legislation.
Yeah, so what's the big thing that the SBAC is focused on now?
So we've got three buckets, Ron. We've got these big structural changes, and these are important. So gerrymandering. We have been all in on ending gerrymandering in the state of Illinois.
Okay.
And for your listeners, if you're not aware what that is, that's politicians drawing these ridiculously configured districts where instead of voters choosing their politicians and incumbents choose their voters. It's a huge problem in Illinois.
Well, a lot of states,
and it is a bipartisan problem. I didn't say nonpartisan. Republicans gerrymander when they can. Democrats gerrymander what they can.
Sure.
You know who loses? Voters.
Yeah.
And small business owners, entrepreneurs are not so excited about expanding and growing when they don't have a voice in their government or the regulations and the policies. 60% of the elections in the state are relatively uncontested. 70% of the people in this state support redistricting reform. So we have legislation. We're working with a strong coalition. We just appeared before the Daily Herald editorial board. They wrote some nice pieces about moving legislation to get this on the ballot so voters can end gerrymandering.
Okay, so you're going to put it on the ballot so that we can vote on it and not leaving it up to the politicians to fix.
Well, for two times already, over 600,000 signatures were acquired to try to put this on the ballot, and it was killed in the courts. And this is a way to put all of the politics. This is another route, right? And if you talk to politicians one-on-one, they will say, oh, yeah, you know, gerrymandering should end. There should be redistricting reform. Well, we want to put them on the record. We want every senator to sponsor this bill. We want every House member to sponsor this bill, and we want to move the bill, and we believe the governor will sign the bill.
Yeah, that seems like something he would be for anyway, too. So.
Everybody should be for it because it's a democracy. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big issues that we're working on.
So then does this lay out how those new districts will be drawn then? How does that work? I mean, there are issues like within the city of Chicago where you want to make sure that certain people are represented too, that don't get cut up, that they don't, you know, go in and cut up the west side or the south side somewhere there and then actually split up votes. You know, you want blocks of people to still have say in what happens in their community. So how do you work that into also keeping it fair everywhere else?
A truly independent commission and a transparent process with hearings, things, you know, not being done in the proverbial smoke-filled room with politicians drawing up their own districts, but public hearings, an independent commission to draw these maps and a sensible approach to it. So, I mean, transparency is huge. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? A-Line International sell directly to...
You know, other big issues that we've got are term limits for leadership. And these are these big structural issues that make people feel good about their state. Then we've got issues that will help the economy, like workers' compensation reform. We finally had somebody file a bill for proportional causation. We got to wrap up, right?
Yeah, we got to go to a break here.
So. Okay.
All right, so we'll be back right after this with more. Elliot Richardson, SBAC. His favorite song. He just figured it out.
And what about that liquid thing?
I go out where I love it.
What's the liquid for? Is not so sweet. What's the liquid for?
Porta John.
You know, right?
I drop my tools
and I run put it up here. Wind
to that tiny shack that's 6 feet. It's a light.
From the street.
Level. Porta
John. That was my next one.
That's the for you.
Porta John.
And then you
write. Risky place I know.
I like it.
Cause if you light a match, the thing might blow. The Port-a-John. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, it's 877-711-5611. We'll get all your questions answered. And, Elliot, I just wanted to play this for you because I know this is your favorite song.
I love this song. And it actually, in fact, it goes nicely with...
What Robbie was talking about.
What Robbie was talking about, yeah.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how you pull that off in a Port-a-John.
I don't know. It's a tough one there.
Yep.
So, all right.
Goes along with what you were talking about, too, just government in general.
It's all the same thing, isn't it?
It's all the same thing.
I don't think I actually said that, but...
But we did.
You did, yes.
We did. So that's good. We're talking with Elliot. He's from the SBAC, the Small Business Advocacy Council. He's been around now for, what'd you say, 7, 8 years, something like that?
Absolutely.
And, it's a great organization to get involved with. If you've got a small business or you want to support small business, just go to sbacil.org for more information, and you can sign up right there, get involved. The cool thing is we talk a lot of advocacy right now and what's going on, but there's a lot of networking programs going on. You guys do a Shark Tank deal where you get investors involved with people. That's really cool to watch that stuff and to go to those. And it's all different communities too, all around the Chicagoland area. And have we started going downstate more? Are there other organizations now or associations coming online?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, the whole gerrymandering topic that we were talking about has brought some other chambers of commerce sort of into the fold. They've reached out, and yeah, you know, we do want to expand our geographic reach. When you talk about like-minded people, everybody uses that in business and business development. Well, here we really do have like-minded people, and that brings in a great group of folks who not only want to get to know other people and do business together, But there's a purpose, there's a cause behind it, at least for most of the folks. And,
right.
and that is to make life better for entrepreneurs and small business owners and their employees.
Right.
In Illinois, you know, this whole, if you own a business, you know, when people try to separate business owners from their employees, when they're talking politics and policies, the best companies, the business owners and the employees are copacetic. I mean, you know, that's how you move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So those sorts of people come into the organization, and there are so many great events with people who believe in advocacy and building business relationships.
Oh, yeah. So the networking part of it's great. And, you know, the thing is, even though I believe in a lot of things the SBAC does, I couldn't do that by myself. And because I own a small business, I've got things to do. I don't have time to go to Springfield. But there are other people in the SBAC that can go down there that will represent my views and help push what I feel needs to be pushed and get it moved forward. So, you know, by joining the Small Business Advocacy Council like this, it gets your voice, your one, that one vote, that one person now gets heard in Springfield, where normally there was really no other way to get it done.
Right, but what you have done, Ron, and what's so impactful about the advocacy efforts that we do is you came out to the farmers market in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've gotten hyper-local. You know, what we've realized is the way to move state politics in many ways is to have everybody contact their local legislators
mm-hmm.
who care about our issues and put pressure on their local legislators. Get them to co-sponsor that bill that will lower fees or remove regulations or do different things, right?
Yeah.
You know, get them to take action, because if they hear from their constituents, I mean, they've got to be like, who are these guys and ladies at a farmer's market, you know, business owners in T-shirts? You know, we're not college kids.
I mean, we're
out there trying to make this huge impact. So hyper-local activity is something that we're really beginning to do well.
Yeah. No, and it's working. It's really working. It's cool to see.
It's helping move the needle. Absolutely.
So you're working on gerrymandering. What else is in the pot that you're working on?
You know, so workers' compensation. We've been at this, I know, for a long time. The problem is it is a hyper-politicized, I mean, turbo-politicized issue in the state of Illinois. So, you know, a lot of folks take great issue with the causation standard right now, which is basically, you know, 0.01%. If your work-related accident is a contributing cause of a pre-existing injury to any extent, the employer is on the hook for the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Rauner came in. He said, listen, I think that threshold should be 50%. That is the law in very few states, as is the present process in Illinois. And that's not something our members are supporting, that 50% threshold. What we are pushing forward is proportional causation.
Which is, it makes sense. You know, if I go out and hurt my back skiing,
yep.
But then I show up to work the next day, and then I come in and I lift a box and go, oh, I just hurt my back. That's all on the employer.
Correct. Now, look it. You know, maybe you go out skiing,
mm-hmm.
you hurt your back, you come into work, and you hurt your back again, legitimately, right?
Right.
So then the employer would be on the hook for the amount of the injury that was caused when you lifted that box or when you did something that hurt your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a law in the majority of the states. So Senator Oberweis has filed that bill. We're working with the language. I think we can get bipartisan support on this. I don't know if we'll be able to move it, but it should really forward the conversation. And then insurance companies have to pass those savings on to
us,
the employers.
Yeah.
So, you know, the causation issue, which tends to be something talked more about by Republicans, is an issue. And then passing savings on to the employers
right.
is something that's talked about by Democrats, and that is an issue. But see, if everybody gets together and they try to figure it out,
yep.
well, maybe they will.
Yeah.
And then maybe life will get better
right.
for businesses in Illinois.
Right. Hey, Rich, and down in Florida, do you guys get audited every year for workman's comp? Do they come in and go through your books?
Yes.
Ugh.
But Florida has this really quirky thing where you can just go online and file paperwork and become workman's comp exempt.
What?
Yep. That means you have no employees.
I don't
employees.
Know anything about that.
I don't
everybody is. Everybody is a subcontractor.
Really? And then that exempts you from that.
It's a lot of guys have them, and then they'll show up on a job with another guy, and they're like, you know, it's BS. I make them sign off that we're not liable for it. You know, I have a form that we had the lawyers do.
Right.
Because it's abused like anything else. But yes, that's how you solve the problem. You just don't have it.
Well, and see here for us, we get audited every year. They come through, they go through our books. They want to see all the different subs. They want to make sure all the subcontractors have their liability insurance and their workman's comp. Even the business owner is required to have it, even though the state law doesn't say it.
Right.
The insurance company comes in and says, no, I want the business owner insured also. So if they're not, then we get to pay that at every audit. So that to me has just gotten to be insane for them to come through and go through our books and have to deal with that every year is crazy.
Well, I don't know. Like before I moved down here, I mean, with my company, I got audited every February and I knew it was coming every February.
Right.
But I was always good about keeping all my certificates.
Yeah.
You know, before we had like Builder Trend and all that, I would actually put your certificate expiration dates in my phone as your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So it would actually tell me when it was expiring. But I would have that done and my QuickBooks report sitting there. My auditor was there 15, 20 minutes max and he was gone.
See, and we used to have that, and the new auditors we've been getting lately, they go through line item by line item, looking at all the payroll. They want to see all the payroll stubs. I mean, they've just gotten to be, to me, a little aggressive in dealing with this. It's not like we've got a bunch of claims.
Well, that's
going
to squeeze every nickel out of you, especially since you didn't have any claims. It's pure profit.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too.
Well, look at the whole process. This is Illinois can be made a better state, right? And the process for workers' comp, the pension crisis in Illinois, which still is that black cloud looming over the state, these are things politicians are going to have to get brave on and work to solve. And all of the issues, see, these are exactly the things that we want to hear as an organization. Ron, frankly, what you just told me is not something I've heard before.
I can bring plenty of people in that have to deal with that.
But that's what we want to hear, because that's how we figure out what we're going to address in the next legislative session. Mm-hmm. And as an organization, we don't want to just be saying no and stopping things, right? Be against this, be against that. You got to have reasoned reforms, right? You got to say, hey, here's some ideas. Here's some legislation. Now let's move it forward. And that's why this is so important.
Well, and that's what I like about the SBAC. They just don't go in. They're not just against something.
Right.
They're against something with a solution to make it better. And I think that's where the SBAC is really different than any other small business group out there.
Well, that's how you get something done. I mean, sometimes you have to literally work to draft the legislation, get the sponsors. But at the end of the day, if you make life easier for the legislators who care to move your initiatives forward, you got a much better shot at getting it done.
Yeah, excellent. All right. It's Elliot Richardson, SBAC. I know you got a bunch of other things. We got about a minute left. You want to run down what else? Just give us a shotgun.
You got it. Regulatory Reform Act, right? Make when regulators in Illinois want to pass different regulations, they need to assess how that will impact the small business community. There are good regulations, important regulations, and there are some that are arcane and need to be done away with.
Yes.
Now, one that needs – I'm trying to tie this all together.
Right.
One that is arcane and needs to be done away with is – legislation we're pushing to remove the prohibition from 1934 that you can't serve alcohol within 100 feet of a church or other institution. We have strong support from that. And I'll get you all the rest of it, Ron, because we're pushing so much legislation. But I so appreciate the opportunity to talk about it with you.
No, this has been great in catching up. I've been too busy to make it to the meetings lately. So it's good for me to catch up and see what's going on, and I promise I'll start showing up more.
Oh, well, thank you for everything that you do, Ryan.
All right, SBACIL.org for more information. Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Too much stuff.
Just too much stuff. They'll hang you up dealing with too much stuff. Hanging
hanging out on the couch, putting on the pounds. Better walk, run, jump, swim, try to hold it down. Eating too much stuff. Too much stuff. It'll wear you down, carrying around too much stuff. $100 cab ride, falls in, can't fly, Greyhound, Amtrak, all the ball to Cadillac. Too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
Ooh, too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
It'll slow you down. Much stuff. But it's way too much. You're never gonna get enough. You can pile it high, but you'll never be satisfied. Rent a truck, shine your shoes.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And you can give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, 877-711-5611. And if somebody wanted to get the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contact page, just enter your first, last name, and email address, and we'll get that out to you every week. Boom, done.
Boom, done. Just like that. All right. Cool. So,
just like that.
We do have these tape measures with a bubbler. Is that what you call that, Robbie?
It is a bubbler.
A bubbler on the tape measure with a notepad and pen. We have those to be giving out, too. So one lucky winner will win one of those.
They're great. I used it to do some measurements around here the other day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. It's a goofy little thing, but it works well.
Oh, yeah, it's got everything you need on it. It's got post-its. It's got a pen.
Uh-huh. Yep, I know.
Tape measure, 6.5 feet.
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah, that's all you need. I mean, I'm not gonna hang drywall or anything else with this thing, but right. If I got to do a quick measurement for something, it's perfect.
Yep. Nope.
That's what I wish, like, your phone can do everything except make a measurement.
Yes.
Like, you're always it could level, you can call somebody, you can do whatever you want to, but I can't go, okay, I need an inch, because it doesn't know what my screen size is.
Correct.
So having that little guy is perfect.
Just
level and everything else, it's a great little analog tool.
Yeah, it is. It is. So 877-711-5611. If you want to have a chance to win one of those, we'll be giving one of those away at the end of the day here, too. So feel free to give us a call. All right, Robbie, what you got going there?
Well, Trixie gave me this article on workmanship errors that lead to costly repairs.
Uh-huh.
And again, how do you know?
Okay.
So let me tell you a little story.
Oh.
Rich.
Tell the story.
Of a lovely lady.
I'm listening.
Who was... So somebody I know is having problems with their toilet because, as everybody knows, you go to the city water thing and, you know...
The water department?
The water, and now they're like, oh, your house is a leak, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's so funny because they said, if you switch over, we guarantee that your water rates will never be higher for a year.
Okay.
That's what they had been telling people.
Huh? Right.
So now they're like, wait a minute, you're using too much water. You must have a leak.
Okay.
And as I've told you before, you know, you have to get a professional plumber out there to say that they've inspected it. You have to fax a copy of the report from the plumber before they'll even come out and see if the water thing is broken.
And this is the city.
This is the city. They won't even come out.
Oh, because you got the new meter.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be cheaper.
Is broken.
Right.
So, but this is not me, but this is somebody else. But it's the same thing. You know, they won't send somebody out to check the meter. Anyway, so this other person had a plumber come out. And they said, oh, your two toilets are bad. You know, they're leaking. It's going to be $600 to fix the toilets.
Wow. Okay.
And if you want a new toilet, you know, one of those brand new fancy ones with the less leaking thing is $900.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what about with the self-cleaning seat? That'd save you a lot of trouble from before.
That's crazy. So, you know, they're like, you know, I mean, this is the cost. You know, we're in your neighborhood. We're a local neighborhood plumber. And, you know, this is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So then these people called like an independent plumber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, I could do both for $300.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well,
all around.
Yeah. You got to call and get a couple of quotes. unless you already know and trust somebody and you just want them to do it, you know, like we were talking with Elliot, that the big cost is workman's comp. And dare I say how much we spend where there's, what, there's 8 or 10 of us, 12 of us, something like that. How much we spend on workman's comp is insane, if you ask me. We don't have any claims. We've not had any claims for years and years. And yet we the amount of money we pay out for workman's comp is crazy. So you've got that cost.
Thank the lawyers.
Yeah. We've got that cost built into our hourly rate. So if we have workman's comp, we have a, you know, a shop, a place everybody comes in to work. I'm not working out of my house. We've got trucks and equipment. That all goes into our overhead. So what we have to charge to make a buck is a lot different than the guy that is by himself working out of his house with one truck, some basic equipment. He can charge a lot less per hour because he doesn't have all that extra overhead. So, you know, it depends. So how do you know?
Or he charges the same and makes a good living.
Yeah, that, which happens a lot too. So then what, like you said, how do you know? It's then you check the BBB. You're going to go on a different couple places and check them out. Ask your neighbors, you know, who did they use and stuff like that. The other thing is, you can drop Robbie an email at mightyhouse.net, and we'll probably put you in touch with somebody that is going to treat you right.
It's hey, but going so back to what started this whole thing, when you talk about the water meters, there's a number of manufacturers whose water meters are not working properly. It's an ongoing issue down here in South Florida, but also in Atlanta. There's a few places that I've read articles, and there's one manufacturer in particular who does a very poor job. The bigger problem is getting your public works department to come out and swap it out or test it.
No, that's the thing. They refuse. In this case, it was my house that this particular thing happened. You know, we had somebody come out and check things over. And
you know, they ask you if your toilet's running. Go, hell no, it's bolted to the floor.
And they refused to come out unless we had somebody. I mean, we didn't have Ron come out, but, you know, we had somebody who knows what they're doing.
Licensed plumber. They want a plumber to come out and check for the obvious things first before they come out and spend their time to come out.
Right.
And then you find that the faucets are dripping, the toilet runs like crazy. You know, okay, fix those things first.
Right. But it's ridiculous because we're like, no, we've had somebody check. Well, you know, send us the estimate, send us what you paid to have everything fixed and repaired or even looked at. It's like,
one thing you can do, though, is if you have a magic marker, you go down to your meter, if it's a dial, or you write down the number, turn everything off in your house, write down the number, and then you go to work, do what you got to do, come back later in the day, and see if that number has changed. If it has...
Because your neighbor's been washing his car with your hose.
Yeah, there you go.
But the city still won't come out unless you have a plumber come out, and you have to fax them the bill. Yeah. From the plumber.
Oh, the invoice showing that
the inspection. I'm sorry, that's what it is, the invoice. You have to send them the invoice that it was inspected.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was more, so I said, yeah, I had a plumber come out, and they go, send me the invoice. I go, what? They said, we will not come out, even if it's a bad meter, we will not come out without an invoice from the plumber.
No, and I could see doing that, because they're not going to want to go through everybody's house to do, you know, to look for water leaks and stuff that you're going to have to pay a plumber to fix if you have it anyway.
Right.
So I get that.
I understand why they're doing it.
City of Chicago is not a small place. You know what I mean? You only got so much manpower. So, no, it's up to you as the homeowner to have somebody come in and maintain your property. So you would have the plumber do all that and then just shoot the invoice over to them.
Yep.
I don't think a plumber would charge you that much just
how
to come
much?
Through and check everything.
It's just
much?
It's a service
150?
Call. Yeah.
100, okay, 150 for and
a
not talking
call.
About me, you know, let's go to somebody else who doesn't have 150, but their bills have increased, you know, way too much, and they said that they'd increase. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, your bill's never going to increase because you're getting this meter, you're going to save so much money. You get the meter, the bill went sky high. You call the city, you say, hey, you told me it's not going to change. The bill went sky high. Get out here.
Did you get that in writing, too?
It might be.
Yeah, if it is.
I think it is for a year in writing. I think that's what they said. For the first year, your bill will not be higher. Again, I'm back and forth between a couple different people, but this one is not me. And they said, yeah, we said it would never go higher, but you have to come have a somebody come out and tell us if it's our thing or not. And it's like, come on, I have this in writing. It's not going to be higher. Get somebody out here to look at your equipment. There's something wrong with your equipment. And these people, you know, you switch because you have to save money because you don't have a lot of money to begin with.
And, it, so you,
and now
you're
they're
going,
saying it's $150 because you made me switch, and now I have to pay for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Are you irritated with this, Robbie?
No.
Maybe a little.
Just a little bit. A lot.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Robbie, but it's, you know, even by, it always amazed me that the city of Chicago did not have meters in the first place.
Yeah, they were flat
rated. So what you're doing is just catching up to the rest of the world in a way. But the other side of it is, like I said, they need a plumber. You need a plumber to go through to make sure your faucets aren't dripping, your toilets aren't running, things like that. That is not the city's responsibility.
Right.
Once you've got the plumber through and he says everything's good, you send the invoice in. Now the city will come out and check the meter. Because otherwise, why would you have the city running around checking meters if you got toilets running, sinks dripping,
right?
Whatever.
And
so,
unfortunately, that's the cost of owning a home. You know, I guess.
And that's how I like to. Yes.
It's an unfortunate thing. If your roof leaks, you're going to have to call a roofer to fix it, or get up there and try and do it yourself. So, you know, that when you own a home, there's a certain amount of you know, financial responsibility that goes with it. And I get it. Some people can't afford it anymore. But then.
No, I get it. But it's home ownership's not a right. It's a privilege, really. Yeah. And you have to be able to afford it. But
and that's where, honestly, for a lot of people, renting is a better way to go. You don't have to worry about this stuff. You just, you know, something goes wrong, you call the landlord. The tub fix it.
We just finished 304 units, or they're just about done. So they're starting to take lease applications right now.
Where? Is this one of your new buildings?
One bedroom apartment, $1,400 a month.
Whoa. Come on.
Okay. And where is that?
Naples.
Okay. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. What do you got there, Robbie? What is that? Chocolate bunnies? Oh, yeah, okay.
That's cute.
Uh-huh. My butt hurts. What?
What?
Chocolate bunnies with the butt bitten off and then the ears bitten off. Okay.
My butt hurts. What? Huh? Come on, it's funny.
Hey, Sonar?
Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to have the lineup, this weekend lineup all set up, would you?
This weekend lineup?
Yeah, what's going on? What comes up after us now?
After you, we've got Open Road Radio.
Yeah.
Open Road Gina's. Radio with Gina Woods. Going to be great. Also on Facebook Live.
Yep. And that's on from?
That is on from 11 to noon.
Or one. Is she on 2 hours?
Not 2 hours yet, okay. But it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
And then after that, there's
after
like some
that,
sports thing coming up, 312
yes,
Sports.
312 Sports also.
It'll be the Loyola show again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin will actually be on that one. He's going to be a guest host on that one today. Oh. Kevin Burgess,
excellent.
Sports director of WCGO, will be on that one.
And he doesn't sports like basketball director, at like all, that. Right?
He does.
He doesn't like basketball.
Yeah,
at all.
Me, I can give or take. It doesn't matter.
And then tomorrow we got Mike Jackson Outdoors, 7 to 9. Mike Novak, it's the doubled up mics in the morning there. 9 to 11, Mike Novak with Peggy Malecki. 12 to 1, Richie Z with Automotive Heaven. And then Playtime with Bill Turk and Carrie Kendall, that's from 1 to 3. And then our buddy French and Friends, Daniel French closes up the thing Sunday evening, right?
Five
to six? Not right now?
Not right
now.
Where is he? I thought he was on Sundays. He was closing up Sundays now.
Yeah.
No? Not right now?
No, you can find him at French and Friends on Facebook, though.
Okay. All right.
You can find him there.
Okay, cool.
But we are getting some good stuff. Here soon, the Dice Man is going to be Sunday nights.
Dice Man cometh?
Dice Man, Steve, part of Gina's crew.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to have a show.
Why is he called the Dice Man?
Because that's his name. Well, why they call me Sonar?
It's just his nickname.
Well, yeah,
it's his handle.
Uh-huh.
His handle.
So we need to talk to Chuck about updating the website.
Yes, sir.
With the schedule.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to drop him a note and say, "Hey, double that up there. Let's figure out what's going on."
Exactly.
So, cool.
Well, we've got Bruce Dumont still on the evening. So
okay.
That and Travel Planners is a show that Gab Radio does in the background. In fact, they're probably wrapping up their live stuff right now, and then we just rebroadcast it later on tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. All right. Excellent. So that's the weekend lineup, ever-changing here at WCGO. So,
well, we're trying to customize it to the listeners.
Yes.
We're trying to give them what they want. You have spoken.
Well, they want more Mighty House.
Exactly.
Are we replaying tonight again or not?
I'm not sure. I don't believe so.
Okay, because that was very strange to get in the truck on the way home. I went to work, and then I get in the truck, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's Robbie. What's she doing there? And then I realized it was the show. It was pretty cool. The rebroadcast of Mighty House.
Exactly. Well, I guess we'll find out at 4.
Oh, there you go. Tune in at 4. Find out if we're going to be on or not. There you go. Cool. Thanks, buddy.
That's the beauty of independent radio.
Yes. Do whatever you want, whenever you want. For the most part, right. I guess that's it. So that's good. Okay. So that I think that we're getting close here, Robbie. What you got? One last little tidbit you want to leave us with?
Well, the only thing is that this was an article about workmanship errors, so I didn't know if that you had anything else to add about it before we went all the way off on plumbing and how much it costs.
Workmanship errors, we were got into that a little bit earlier, I think, with the home inspections and what are the common things you always see with home inspections. That picture there of that in that article shows that there's a rim joist, the outside of your house in the basement. It's a shot of that, and you can see where the water's been leaking in. You've got mold and stuff growing there. But you also see Romex, which is legal to use down where Rich lives. It's not here in the Chicagoland area. So you've got electrical wires screaming back and forth, not wrapped up correctly, not stapled down correctly. And if that was here in the Chicagoland area, that's not legal. All of that needs to be removed. How do you as the homeowner know when you hire the electrician that they're going to come in and not do that? You know, you got to pay attention. Or, again, you hire somebody that you trust and know is going to do a good job. All you got to do, really, I think, is just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page. You'll find somebody there to help you out. If not, right. Drop us an email, and we'll put you in touch with somebody that will take care of you. Another great source is narichicago.org, and there's a list of contractors. There's plumbers, electricians, heating people, carpentry, all kinds of different contractors on that website that will be able to help you out.
And, like they say, everybody makes mistakes.
Sure. And there are, NARI will do background checks on everybody. They make sure they've got their insurance up to date. So at least it's a good starting point. narichicago.org for more information there. And then you've got the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, all those kinds of places too. So it's tough. There's no way to know. And if you're getting ready to sell your house, call a home inspector now. Have it inspected ahead of time.
Yes.
You could also, if you're doing a large project and it doesn't require a building permit, you can still call somebody from NACHI and have them come out and do a home inspection too. Before they drywall, have a home inspector come out and do an inspection and check it out and make sure it's all done correctly. And then let them close it up.
Make sure all your Romex is held tight in place with zip ties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jeff or Will, they'll be more than happy to come out and tell you that's wrong. So, you know, that way you've got third-party verification that it's done. You know, if you're doing a basement and you're redoing a ceiling and it's not required to have a building permit and they're putting up a couple walls and drywalling, they have a home inspector come out. For a couple $100, it's good, you know, insurance to make sure that everything's done correctly. So, you know, your contractor may not like it, but it's third-party verification that you don't need to worry about then.
No, so, if a contractor does things correctly, it's ain't going to make any difference to him. He, you know, if you're a good contractor,
you'd accept
just
it.
Wasting $200, right?
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
At least you got peace of mind.
Well, it's just like a doctor. I mean, you would get a second opinion if it was a doctor giving you that. So you might as well just have another set of eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. So are we hitting our 2-minute spot there? Is it playing? Oh, see, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear it.
You're not hearing it?
There we go.
It's just a little bit. It's right there, right there. So, podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeApprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. We've probably got another week and a half, and we're going to be doing another blower door test on that one addition that we did about a couple months ago. So, we'll have a follow-up with that. Hopefully, we'll make that house a little bit tighter.
So, the cabinet doors probably won't blow right open?
I hope not. No, if they do, we really screwed up good.
Nice.
The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us there. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Next week, we'll be talking with Greg Mercet, and he's going to talk about safer cleaning products to follow up on your little Clutter Clarity segment there, Robbie. So,
thank you.
Safer cleaning products. That we'll be talking about that.
Nice.
We'll also have another Mighty House Tip of the Week and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. And thanks to Elliot Richardson from the SBAC, SBACIL.org for more information. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.